Good morning and thank you, Tim. The conference theme this year, as we all know, is health and all policies, and I like to think about our session is really thinking about the way that health is discussed and thought about within the trade sector. And what I'm going to do this morning is to look at one very specific document from the World Trade Organization called the World Trade Report 2014 and try to analyze a little bit the way that the World Trade Report thinks about health and thinks about social development and its relationship to trade and economic growth. I have no relationships to disclose. So since 2003, the World Trade Organization has published something called the World Trade Report. And in the World Trade Report, the WTO analyzes a number of trade or trade policy issues. And they have sometimes some specialized themes. So for an example, their first in 2003 was again in trade and development. In 2006, they dealt with issues of subsidies and trade. And so in various years, there are themes like trade and natural resources and preferential trade agreements. With the Sustainable Development Goals as a major UN focus area in 2015, the World Trade Report 2014 theme was trade and development, recent trends, and the role of the World Trade Organization. And really what they were looking at in part in this report was the relationship between trade and something that they called societal goals. So the purpose of the study that I am presenting this morning is to describe the relationship between health and development and trade within WTO's discursive project, or the way that they are placing meaning on this relationship between trade and health. So methodologically, the sample is, again, just this document, the World Trade Report 2014, and specifically the pages 1 through 77. And these pages represent topics where they summarize the world economy and trade. They look at the volume of trade worldwide. There is an issue with recent trends and trade of the World Trade Organization introduction. And then they talk about recent trends and the role of WTO, the increasing importance of developing countries in the global economy. In the pages that I did not include, there were issues that they discussed in terms of the global value chain. They also looked at commodities in development, strategies, synchronization of economic shocks, and the WTO in developing countries. But again, I wanted to focus specifically on the way that the WTO discussed issues related to development and more specifically to health. So the methods were a text analysis of the report using content analysis as well as critical discourse analysis. Content analysis was a descriptive component where looking at the frequency analysis of terms and words used, specifically words like development and trade and health. But the substantive portion of my analysis focused on something called critical discourse analysis. And critical discourse analysis is a way of looking at text, whether it's spoken text or written text, and looking at the relationship between language and the way that it is used and its relationship to reinforcing or shaping social and cultural structures. For the purposes of my analysis, I'm defining discourse as the ways of signifying experience from a particular perspective. In other words, this is idea within critical discourse analysis that there are many types of discourse or many ways of signifying experience or shaping meaning around experience. And so what the effort is here to do is to understand the specific way, the specific meanings that WTO is trying to create around this notion of trade and health. In terms of the results of the analysis, in the 77-page section of the World Trade Report that I looked at, the word development came up quite a number of times, 146 times, but they really looked at development from different perspectives. They talked about development both in a human social context, sort of human development or social development, and that was mentioned 14 times. Economic development was discussed, mentioned 16 times, but they often used development sort of as a general term, sort of development more broadly, 105 times, and then they used the term development 11 times, sort of in different contexts. The term inequality came up often, probably in response to the growing concern and narrative around this notion that trade may have a negative effect on inequality. And so inequality was mentioned 33 times, general inequality 22 times, income inequality specifically 8 times, gender inequality 2 times, and wage inequality 1 time. When looking specifically at this notion of health, it was mentioned 7 times, human health 6 times, and animal plant health one time. So then, to put all these specific terms in a broader discourse, what the report really conveyed was this idea that trade can boost per capita incomes, and therefore, by boosting per capita incomes, help countries achieve their societal goals. So then the idea that they're putting forward really is that more trade leads to increased and faster economic growth, and as this economic growth occurs, that it is easier for countries to achieve their societal goals. And if you've worked in the trade field very long, this is a very common refrain. This idea that, well, you know, trade really improves and enhances economic growth, and as incomes rise, people have the ability to reach their social goals. And really, for me, the quote that sums up this idea best is on page 5 and 6, where the WTO says that higher GDP per capita can help to achieve other societal objectives. Given then more trade is associated with faster growth, trade can make it easier to achieve these goals. And so this is sort of the discourse that they're putting forward, this notion that trade helps economic growth, and with economic growth comes the ability to achieve societal goals. When we look specifically at the data that the WTR, the report, puts forward, there is one empirical figure that they put forward to make their point. And so what they do is, I apologize for the difficulty in reading this graph. On the x-axis, you have change in non-income human development index 2000 to 2012. And on the y-axis, you have average GDP growth for a country between 2000 and 2011. The non-income human development index that they use is a World Bank measure of human development, and it includes a measure of life expectancy as well as average years of schooling. And so what the World Trade Report did is they basically plotted this line, and they basically looked at, in this time period, the degree to which average GDP growth between approximately 2000 to 2011 or 2012 was associated with any change in the non-human development index. And what they conclude is that there is, in fact, a positive relationship between average GDP growth and change in World Bank non-income human development, but they say that this relationship exists only if population weighting is taken into account. So essentially what they're saying is these two countries here, which are probably China and probably India, because these circles represent population size, they're basically saying that these two countries are pulling up this relationship. That without that population weighting, that you don't in fact see a relationship between GDP growth and changes in non-income human development. They look a little bit more and they say, well, what explains this weak relationship? Because the discourse that they are trying to put forward is this idea that, yes, trade through economic growth can in fact help improve social goals, one of which is measured through human development. Well, they say, well, one could be that there's a short time span of data under analysis. And what we're talking about here is this idea that between 2000 and 2011, that maybe you cannot see the kinds of improvements in health and literacy that perhaps would be relevant. That's really just too short of a time period to have any significant changes in those domains. They also cite that perhaps it is a matter of economic idiosyncrasies of small countries. They're basically saying that small countries have economies that don't follow sort of a normal trajectory or normal structure, and maybe that it is these economic idiosyncrasies in small countries that is not demonstrating the kinds of relationship that they would otherwise predict to see. The third, as we mentioned earlier, is that there may be an effect of large countries like China, where rapid growth has occurred and rapid improvements in social development has also occurred, and maybe it's just the effect of those large countries pulling up that relationship. And that's it. The World Trade Report does not offer any more on the relationship between trade, economic growth, and societal goals. So in looking at both the discourse and the data that the World Trade Report is presenting to talk about this relationship or to establish this discourse, really the conclusion that I've come with is this idea that the claim that trade can achieve societal conditions or societal improvements, including health, is really a highly contingent statement. And what I mean by highly contingent is that, yes, it's possible that increasing trade can increase economic growth, and therefore you get an increase in societal measures. But that is not necessarily the case. And what I mean by being contingent, it really depends on quite a number of things that the WTO does not really put forward in the World Trade Report. So it is a highly contingent statement given the empirical evidence that is in the World Trade Report to support it. So there are issues like the crude measures of human development that they use to support the statement. There is this issue of population weighting and the reliance on population weighting to establish this relationship. There's obviously a lack of control for other factors that may be including or affecting this relationship between economic trade and economic growth, the relationship between economic growth and health, and the degree to which improvements in health and literacy may be changing within a country over a period of time. And certainly there is no consideration by the WTO in this report of any alternative hypothesis that maybe improvements in the non-income human development index were due to other things besides trade and economic growth. So where does this leave us? I think what I would like to do is sort of set this stage for the rest of the speakers, really, because what we're coming up against in terms of rhetoric or narrative or discourse is really this assertion that trade can help improve social goals. And when we talk about health in all policies, the position of the World Trade Organization is not necessarily that trade has negative effects, but that it can in fact have positive effects on health. The degree to which that is empirically supported, however, again, like I mentioned, is contingent. So the question is, from the health perspective, what is the discourse or what is the assertion that we are trying to put forward? Is trade in fact something that we should advocate for because we believe that it has an effect on economic growth and therefore economic growth will lead to improvements in health? This is not clear, and so what I'm hoping that we do in this session today with the panelists here, as well as the panel that we have later today, is to really not only present empirically what we're seeing in terms of the relationship between trade and health, but to also figure out, you know, what is the narrative, what is the discourse from APHA, from this forum, from health researchers about the relationship between trade and health. I just want to mention that on the world, the White House TPP site, which I decided to visit last night to see what they have to say about the relationship between trade in that specific context and notions of promoting development. There is a notion from the White House that the TPP will do things like improve human rights, and that it will in fact promote development. And this idea of promoting development is captured in notions like, well, the TPP will help to promote education, and it'll help improve labor protections, and it'll increase food security, and it will help to fight corruption in countries through increased transparency. And really, I think the goal for us as people who work in this field is to really underscore the degree to which these assertions and these statements are in fact true, or if we will continue to allow the discourse on trade and development to continue the way it is. Thank you very much, and I look forward to the rest of the panel.